Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio. March 10, 1864, Lincoln elevates U.S. Grant to Union Command. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History. He was, finally, the general who could get the job done. On this date in 1864, nearly 3 years after Fort Sumter, Ulysses S. Grant was elevated to command of the Union armies in what Lincoln called the fiery trial of the Civil War. It was Grant who had seen a tragic truth. The only way to break the White South was, in fact, to break the White South. Absolute victory in the field was necessary. Negotiations were futile, even immoral, and what had to be done had to be done. Empowered by a vote in the Congress, Lincoln elevated Grant to the rank once held by George Washington, Lieutenant General. The unassuming hero arrived in the Capitol quietly, accompanied by his son, and registered at Willard's Hotel next to the White House by writing, U.S. Grant and Son, Galena, Illinois. The Grants nearly passed the dinner hour in the hotel's public rooms without notice, but the general was finally recognized and cheered midway through the meal. Later that evening, Grant walked over to the White House to pay his respects at the Lincolns' regular Tuesday reception. He and the president had never met. The diminutive Grant made his way through the crowds on the state floor to the tall, angular Lincoln, and the two men clasped hands. "This is General Grant, is it?" the president said. "Yes," the general replied, directly and to the point. Grant's rise underscored the president's view that the Union's salvation lay with total victory on the battlefield. Negotiations seemed counterproductive. The only concession which might alter the calculus would be on slavery, and Lincoln would give no ground there. All that was left to do was to fight it out, to exhaust the enemy. In elevating Grant, and in unleashing him, the president was pursuing a morally informed course through harsh military means. From Washington, Grant returned to the field and opened one of the bloodiest and most consequential chapters in American history. In the wilderness of Virginia under Grant, and in Georgia and in South Carolina under William T. Sherman, Union forces engaged the enemy with relentless ferocity. The casualty counts were vast, progress slow, reversals common. A moderate compared to the radicals of his own party, the Lincoln of 1864 was nevertheless prosecuting an aggressive war not for the antebellum Union, but for a new version of the old, one in which slavery could not stand. Grant once remarked, "The art of war is simple enough. Find out where your enemy is. Get at him as soon as you can. Strike him as hard as you can, and keep moving on." If America was to keep moving on, they would have to strike again and again. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C-13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and Founding Partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge, Margot Gray, and Chris Basil. Production assistance by Andy Jaskowitz and Adam Macias. Cadence 13 is an Odyssey company.
I'm Lauren Sherman, the writer behind Puck's Fashion and Beauty Memo line sheet, and I'd like to welcome you to my new show, Fashion People. On every episode of Fashion People, I'll be talking to insiders about the stuff we're all whispering between the press releases, from M&A rumors to celebrity stylist dish to the future of legacy media. Be sure to follow and listen to Fashion People, a presentation of Odyssey in partnership with Puck, available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.